Chapter 1, March 28th. Padre Collins glanced up when the front door of Pat's Pub opened, sending a gust of the coldest air in the inner arbor could produce into the bar. It knocked the temperature inside down another degree or three. Mia Curtis made her way to the bar, took off her heavy coat, and hung it on the back of her usual stool. He waved and pointed at the tray of drinks in his hand, indicating he'd be with her in just a second. Of course, it was more than a second, as the older couple at the table wanted to make small talk about the damn cold weather and how March had come in like a lion and was going out as one as well. They were just a few days away from April, but no one could tell that from the frigid wind that seemed to blow nonstop. After a murmured, "I hear you," and "You're so right about that," he returned to the bar, stopping first to check on the other two tables of customers. Business was slower than usual, probably because nobody wanted to risk frostbite just for a draft beer. He snuck a quick peek at Mia as one of the tables requested their check. She'd moved to Baltimore 4 months earlier, renting an apartment across the cobblestone street from the pub. She'd only been in the city a few days when she'd ventured over to Pat's Pub for dinner. As seemed to be the habit of most lonely souls, she opted for a spot at the end of the long mahogany bar, rather than claiming a table of her own. Padraig was used to making small talk with folks who came in to dine alone, and Mia had been no exception. Since that first night, she'd come over once or twice a week for dinner, and he always enjoyed her company. Padraig smiled as he walked behind the counter. As he made his way down the bar to her, he poured her a glass of Chardonnay, her usual order. She wasn't looking at him, but instead she was staring at the counter, very deep in thought. "You're a brave soul." She jerked at the sound of his voice, and he realized she really had to be distracted, not to notice him standing right in front of her.
"What?"
she asked.
"I said you're a brave soul, to venture out in this godforsaken March wind. You're one of the few."
She nodded but didn't reply. Padraig frowned. It wasn't like her not to hop in on any conversation. He tried again.
"Let me guess. There's no food in your house, and you're here in search of dinner. Tonight's special is..."
"I don't think I'm eating."
"Oh, okay. You feeling all right?"
"Yeah." As far as reassurances went, Padraig was fairly certain that was the worst in history. Something was obviously bothering her, but Padraig didn't feel right prying. It wasn't like they were friends. In truth, apart from the innocuous conversations they had about sports, the weather, and his tips on how to survive in Baltimore as she ate her dinner, he didn't know much about Mia.
"Well, tell you what, why don't you wave me over if you decide you want some food?"
She nodded, but she was already looking away, her eyes distant as whatever was bothering her crept back in. Padraig tidied up the bar, poured another round for his cousin Finn, who was indulging in an extended happy hour with some of his friends, and snuck more than a few glances at the hockey game playing on one of the several televisions in the bar. Through it all, Mia sat at the counter without speaking, her wine untouched. He left her alone for nearly 45 minutes before he broke. He possessed more than his fair share of Collins' blood, which meant it wasn't in his genetic makeup to let anyone be sad in his presence. Besides, he'd caught several unguarded expressions, and while he didn't know what was wrong, he could tell it was big.
"Only got a couple more weeks until the Stanley Cup playoffs. Caps are going all the way this year."
He figured that would jerk her out of her depression. Mia, a Chicago native, was nothing if not loyal to her Blackhawks.
"Cool."
He frowned at her distracted response. He tried again.
"Blackhawks don't stand a chance this year. Loaded the bench with too many showboats. Bunch of damn cherry pickers and no defense."
She nodded, and he realized she wasn't listening to him. He leaned down, resting his elbows on the bar so that his face was level with hers. He waited until she lifted her downcast gaze and met his. Again, he got the sense she was startled to see him there.
"Caps on the ice this year,"
he said, trying once more to evoke a response.
"Okay."
The words were little more than a whisper. He narrowed his eyes.
"What's wrong, Mia?"
For the first time, his words penetrated. Unfortunately, not in a great way,